Hi, I'm Paola and I'm your host for Itcha's podcast. Itcha is the place for entertainment recommendations. In this episode, I speak with Ezin Hussein, the co-founder of website Maybe It's Because and the London Book Club. If you could tell us a bit more about your background, so who you are and your passion for books.
I graduated in 2011 with a BA honours in English literature. You have to have a bit of a passion, I guess, for books if you study English literature, considering you have to read something crazy like 6 books a week. Since I can remember, I've always enjoyed reading. My mum kind of retells stories of, you know, when I was a child, like 5, 6 years old, the house would go really quiet and she'd be like, oh, she's up to something. But she would come upstairs and I'd just be on my bed just reading really quietly. I've always had really good English teachers as I was growing up.
Do you remember either the first book you've read or maybe a book that you were slightly obsessed with?
Fish and Chip books. So you'd have like, it was a boy and a girl and you'd have a little dog. And they'd go off on these, like, magical adventures with, like, magic keys. It was really crazy, far-fetched stories.
Do you have any all-time favourite authors?
Someone like Oscar Wilde.
Mm.
So I love reading more of the classic stuff, and I love the Victorian period, which is something that I kind of really explored through sort of my course at uni.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, The Picture of Dorian Gray, which everyone kind of loves, but I like his Kay Salome as well. You know, I read everything. I mean, I even read, you know, like, Twilight books. I read the Divergent series. I read absolutely everything.
My following question would be about favourite characters, but then again, I'm not sure if it's easy for you to pick some characters from books that really speak to you somehow.
Obviously, so you've got, like, the series of Song of Ice and Fire, or, like, the Game of Thrones mm-hmm. series. I love all the characters in that. Yeah, even the ones that everyone hates, like Joffrey, I just love them because they're just really human. The way he's written them is amazing. You know, you can really get a feel for sort of the emotions and you can kind of really picture them in your head. On another random note, one of my other favourite characters is Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Bit of an inside joke, my boyfriend really takes the mick out of me because every time he brings up Lord of the Rings or Gollum, I'm like, no, his name is Sméagol. His name is Sméagol. He's a person. He's like, no, Essen, he's a character. Like, the books really make him, again, very human. Kind of got the backstory, what's happened to him, and you kind of feel a little bit of pity for him, and I kind of like that in characters. So
I'm intrigued to know more about the London Book Club, and related to that, if you've got any recommendations on books that talk about London.
When I'm not out and about eating lots of food, I am predominantly reading.
Uh-huh.
So I think it was just a matter of time before I kind of combined both loves of the website and books. The website is kind of everything to do with London. We sort of predominantly started sort of with lifestyle, so food reviews, exhibition reviews and stuff like that. But we are branching out into a whole scope of fields, including sort of the book club. I was talking to a few bloggers about like the idea of starting a sort of digital book club and they were like, that's a great idea. Yeah, so each month I kind of pick a blogger. It doesn't have to be a book blogger. Usually it is a book that's set in London or has some sort of influences in London. First book we did was Neil Gaiman's Neverwhere, which is amazing. It was my first time reading it. So that is definitely one that I would recommend because it actually made me think of London in a completely different way. Very, very funny book.
That's good to know. Any other book that you would recommend?
Brick Lane, I think, is another one. Monica Ali, I think coming from, you know, an ethnic minority myself, you know, being Turkish, I think it's quite interesting to see how some people who aren't kind of born in the country feel. And even though it's quite an old book, it's still pretty important, I think. If anyone wants to get involved, they're more than sort of free to kind of send me an email through the website or contact me on Twitter.
Well, thank you so much, Ezin. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us.
No, thank you. It's a pleasure.
You can find more information about the books mentioned in the notes. Did you enjoy this podcast? Please don't forget to share it with all your friends on social media.